Greeting to all the brothers and sisters. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to share the truth with you. And tonight we'll study the wise who has understanding in honor. When we're studying the book of Psalm, chapter 49, and we can see that this psalm is quite different than the other chapter in the book. And this chapter is not talking about how to praise the Lord. It's more like the book of Proverbs or Ecclesiastes is talking about the word of wisdom. In chapter 48, verse 14. For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide, even to death. Here mentioned, this God is the ruler who created heavens and earth. And he is the most high. And he lived in his city. And in his city, there's his holy temple. So the city which God dwell will be firm. And the people live in the city will have peace.
所以他就特别强调说, 这个神的民啊,
so here especially emphasize the people of God is blessed.
然后说如果, 把这位神, 把他永永远远作为我们的神的人, 他就得到这位神的引导, 神就做他的生命的向导。
And for those who call on to God as their God forever, then he will have God as his guide.
那可是当然这当中就有另外一种人，就是他不以这位神做他生命引路的人了。But
of course, there's another type of people who do not want God to be the guide of their life.
神虽然创造天地万物，所有的人类。
Even though God created the old creation and also old humankind. But many they are not willing to accept God's existence. They are also not willing to worship this God. And they also don't want to have God as their guide.
所以有等于说有两种人,
so there are two types of people.
一种是把神当作我的向导的人,
then the first kind of people, they will have God as their guide.
另外一种人就是以他自己为方向, 就是靠他自己在走这人生道路的人。
And another type of people, they rely on themselves to walk in this life.
那这两种人就生命有两种不同的结局。
And these two type of people, they have different ending in life.
因为这有向导在带领的人生跟走自己的路的人生是截然不一样的。Because
their life is totally different. One has a guide, has a person, someone to guide them. Another, they just walk life in their own path.
好，那从49篇开始嘛。
And starting from chapter 49,
就要告诉我们一个。
And here is telling us the truth to prosperity. The truth of understanding.
就是说,
and here is asking us to heed, to hear the word of wisdom. In the beginning, here is asking all the people to come and hear.
49篇第一节说，万民啊, 你们都当听这个话。
Chapter 49, verse 1, hear this, O peoples.
哦, 那, 听这些话，他说不管是谁哦，你一切的居民，不管你是尊贵的、卑微的、富足的还是贫穷的，都要来听这些话。
And doesn't matter who you are, whether both are low and high, rich and poor together, you have to come and hear this.
都因为我现在要讲出智慧的言语，我的心要想通达的道理。
Because my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding.
然后他说他要用比喻的方法啊，然后好像用谜语 的那种方式来说明这个道理。
And I will use proverb or like a puzzle. That's how I will tell you this truth.
但是最后他把这个道理讲清楚的。
And lastly, he will clarify this truth.
那所以我们从49篇会看到两种人生的结局。
So in chapter 49, you can see a two different ending in life.
那我们会也会可以想到一个问题，就是说，到底我们人生所当追求是什么？
And then we can think of a question: What are we pursuing in this life?
什么是人生最重要的追求？
And what is the most important thing we should pursue in this life?
是一般世人所期待的财富、名声、地位吗？
And is it the thing that the people of the world are pursuing after, which is wealth, status?
或者是在人间的荣耀吗？
Or the glory in this world?
或者是拥有很高的学问呢？
Or is it to receive high education?
然后众人都会觉得说你很重要。
So that everyone will think you're important.
我们人的一生到最后生命要结束的时候，到底什么才会觉得说很尊贵？你会觉得说你不虚此生。
When it comes to the ending of life, what will we at during that time? What will we think as the most important, and we wouldn't think that we lived life in vain?
有时候我们人总是要到生命要结束的时候，才会发现说，其实有些事情我们觉得很重要，其实没有真的那么重要。
Very often, when we come to the end of our life, the things that we thought is important, then we realize it's actually not that important.
比如说，学生的时代就很在意说，我这个成绩是 A 还是 B 呀？
For instance, when you're a student, you care a lot about whether you get A or B in the class.
我 GPA 多少？
And also your GPA.
然后等到要上大学的时候，就会在意是我上什么好学校、名校。
When it's time for going to college, you care a lot about which college you are going to.
然后等到毕业之后，就会在意说我在哪一家有名的公司上班，我领多少钱。
And after you graduate, you care about which company are you going to work for and how much salary you going to have.
然后我们在这个世上，我们到底住在哪一个城市，哪一个有名的？
And then later you think about which city you're going to live in and which good community you're going to live.
我们是不是住在一个很舒适的一个大房子里？
And whether you live in a big comfortable house.
然后我们就会觉得说，如果我们有这些，然后众人都会觉得说很有成就了。
So then if you have all these things, then people will think that you are pretty good.
可是等到我们生病的时候，
But then when we become sick,
我们就会发现其实你哪一个学校毕业不重要。
Then we realize that it doesn't matter which school you graduate from.
那在什么地方上班也没关系啊。
And it doesn't really matter on which company you're working for.
然后等到生命要结束的时候，就会发现说你拥有很多财富跟没有什么钱好像也没有那么大差别。
And then when it comes to the end of your life, you realize it is actually not that much different whether you have a lot of money or you don't have that much.
所以其实有些事情我们在生命的一个某一个阶段里面会觉得很重要，但其实不见得那么重要。
So in different stages of our life, there are things that we deem them as important, but then afterward, we realize that it's actually not that essential.
真的，我们在学生的时代都觉得说我读哪个学校读哪个专业很重要。
For instance, when you're a student, you think it's so important to know which profession you're going to or which major you're going to study.
那我们年纪大以后，发现说你读哪个学校没人在管你了。
But then as you grow older, you realize people don't really care which school you graduate from.
等到我们要死的那个时候，没人会 会在意说你是不是大学毕业，还是你是 得到什么样的学位。
And when it comes to time when you are going to die, you realize it's actually not much different whether you graduate from college or you just graduate from high school.
而是接下来，哎，我们生命要结束的时候，到底要往哪里去？
Because next, what you need to determine is where you are going after death.
所以第四十九篇呢、啊，诗篇它告诉我们人生有两条路。
In chapter, Psalm chapter 49, here tells us, in life we have two paths.
有一条路叫做愚昧人的道路。
One path is the path of a fool.
我们现在看第十三节。
Let's go to verse 13.
十三节说，他们行的这道本为自己的愚昧，但他们以后的人还要佩服他们的话语。
13, this is the way of those who are foolish, and of their posterity who approve their sayings.
你看，这里就是说，哎，他们这个他们是谁呢？
So who are these people?
他们应该就是，如果从上文看哦。
So if you read from the previous verse.
这个就第十一节也有出现这个他们啊。
And also verse 11.
那第十节也是啊。
And also verse 10.
那所以这个就是有一些人是会觉得说他拥有世上的钱财很重要的人。
So here describe a group of people, they deem it very important to acquire wealth.
那可是这些人最后其实会像愚昧人、愚顽人一样，或者是畜类人一样的。
But in the end, this group of people is going to end up like a foolish man, or like animal, or like beast,
senseless
or senseless people.
就是所谓畜类人，就是他们没有什么感觉的，是很迟钝的。
Since here describe them as senseless, meaning that they are slow to understand.
那就是说，他对一些道理他不明白。
That they couldn't understand or they don't have much feeling toward the truth.
面对死亡的时候
，So when they are facing death，
其实当死亡来到，那个人跟这些牲畜就没有什么差别了。
So when death arrive， there's no much difference between man and beast。
因为就是一口气而已啊。
Because it's just that one breath。
这个口气吸不进去，人就断气。
After you couldn't take in that breath， then your life stopped right there。
那断气之后，那人就躺在那边一动也不动。
And after you don't have any more life, you're going to just lie there.
那所以不会动就被抓去被拿去埋葬。
And then you cannot move anymore. Later on, you will have a burial.
然后最后就归于尘土，人跟动物最后都是一样的，都归于尘土。
Then in the end, both man and beast return to dust.
好，所以他现在这里说第十三节说，他们行的这道本为自己的愚昧。
In verse 13, here mentioned, this is the way of those who are foolish.
那所以英文就写得很清楚，他说这个就是愚昧人的道路。
And here mentioned, this is the way of those who are foolish.
那可是这些人他们走在这个路上，哎，他们也觉得很不错。
But then for these people, when they are walking on this path, they think it's all right. It's pretty good.
他们也是很努力的在这条路上打拼啊。
They also try very hard in their life.
那也许也有一些成就。
And perhaps they do have some accomplishment.
也讲了一些好像很有智慧的话语。
And they also speak word of, seems like they speak word of wisdom.
在他们以后人还有很多人会佩服会很欣赏他们所讲的话语。
And the people after them, the posterity, some even approve of their sayings.
可是最后是什么结局呢？
But in the end, what was their conclusion?
第十四节是说，他们如同羊群派定下阴间，死亡要做他们的牧者。
Verse 14 describe them as like sheep, they are laid in the grave, death shall feed on them.
所以最后你看这一大群人走在这条路上，一大群人就像那个羊群、哦、被一个牧者把他 引到那个灭亡里面去了。
So all these people, in the end, here describe them like sheep. They are laid in the grave.、
哦、那个牧者就是那个带领他们的这个牧者是就是这个死亡。
And the shepherd that's guiding them is death himself.、
哦、那所以这个死亡呢，就把它被拟人化，在诗里面就把它拟人化，好像一个。 一个牧者管了很多，带领很多人，那就只有走到死亡里面去，走到坟墓去了。
Personified death as a shepherd, and a shepherd's leading all these sheep into grave.
那这个就是一般世人在走的路了。
And this is the path the people of the world that walking.
哦，那个箴言十四章啊。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章。
Proverbs 14.
十二节
Proverbs 14 verse 12
有一条路人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。哦，那 这一条路就是走了，人会觉得说走的好像也很勇敢啊，觉得很走得很笃定啊。
So the way that people are walking, they are walk on this path and they toil much and then they thought this is the right way.
那他们也觉得说，哎，走在这条路上，人生也是好像很有价值。
And they thought it is very meaningful to walk on this path.
但是最终却是死亡之路。
But it's the end is the way of death.
所以最后就是进入阴间里。
So in the end, they have to go into Hades.
那等到发现醒悟说啊，这条路不对，是太慢了。
And when they realize this is the right way, then it's too late.
这个就是主耶稣说，在我们面前有两条路，有两个门，有两条路让我们选择。
And that's when Lord Jesus Christ told us in front of us there are two paths and two doors.
哦，所以马太文第七章就说有一个门是宽的，路是大的，
走的人很多。And in the book of Matthew, there mentioned one path is wide and the door is big, and there are many who walk on it.
但是它的结局就是死亡。
But the end of that path is death.
但是反过来有一条路。
And on the other hand, there is also another way.
这条路是小路，是不好走的。
And this way is a narrow path that's not easy to walk on.
在这个路的起头有一个窄门。
And in the beginning of this path is a narrow gate.
找到的人少，走在其上的人也不多。
And not many can find this path, and not many that walk on it.
可是最后这条路要引到永生。
But in the end, this path will lead to eternal life.
所以，那如果我们选的时候，我们会选哪一条路呢？
So if when it comes to our decision, which path do we want to walk on?
我们要跟随那个很多人在走的路呢？
Do we want to follow the path where many are walking?
还是我们跟随那个我们生命引路的这一位神来走这条人生的路？
Or do we want to follow the Lord of our life to walk on this path?
那所以我们今天从四十九篇呢，当然一定是要找到这一条这个生命的路。
So starting from Psalm chapter 49, we want to walk on this path of life.
这条路事实上是尊贵的人所该走的路。
And this is the path for the people of honor to walk on.
那这条路是活的路，最后是进入永生。
And this is the way of life. In the end, it goes to eternal life.
真正的智慧人一定会走这条路的。
And a truly wise person will want to walk on this path.
什么叫智慧？
So what is wisdom?
智慧就是他可以看明这个事情的真相。
Having wisdom means someone who can see things clearly.
而不是只是跟着众人走，我就是反正人家做什么说什么，我就跟着做就对了。
Rather than just follow a group of people and just follow whatever people say.And whatever people do.
我们知道群众常常都是盲目的。
We know that very often a big crowd they are lost.
很多时候我们是不求甚解，就是不会把一些事情把它追根究底查个明白，反正人家做就跟着做。
Very often we don't want to dig in and find the answer. We just follow whatever people do.
那这一方面也是人的惰性。
And because we are lazy.
我们的 weakness.
And this is also our weakness.
就是反正不用花脑筋，不用花时间花精神，反正人家这样做，这么多人难道会错吗？我们都会想这样子。
We don't put in much effort. We thought to ourselves, since so many people are doing this, this shouldn't be wrong, and we just follow.
哦，所以通常这个普通的人或者是愚昧的人，就是跟着大家走。
So an ordinary person or a foolish person just follow the path of people.
但是智慧人他有一个特质，就是他一定会看明这个生死的问题。
But a wise man have a special characteristic. He looks into the life and death.
那,
the issue of life and death.
箴言第九章第十节告诉我们说，什么谁才是智慧人呢？
And in Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, they mention what is considered a wise man.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者就是聪明。
And if you know the most high, then that is understanding.
那所以真正的智慧就是他看明这个 生命的重点。
And true wisdom is to be able to see through the purpose of life.
然后懂得在神面前存一颗敬畏的心。
And he is able to have a heart of reverence in front of God.
能够谦卑的在神面前祈求他来引导我们。人生道路
and be able to ask God to guide his life with humility.
然后我们可以醒悟，我们可以明白说，神让我们在这个人生旅程当中所拥有的这一切是为了什么？
Then we then the person is able to come to a realization why God is guiding him throughout his life.
所以我们就不会以拥有世界这些物质而觉得很满足，然后觉得自己。
So then we wouldn't be content, or we wouldn't think that we are somebody because we possess all these things in life.
反过来，我们会很谦卑的感谢神的赏赐。
And on the other hand, we will give thanks to God with humility.
我们会明白说，这些物质应该要用在什么地方才会真的有价值。
And we'll be able to understand how to utilize these materialistic things and to live a meaningful life.
所以49篇就是 要告诉我们，我们今天敬畏神的人实际上是尊贵的，是有价值的人。
And chapter 49 here tells us the
我们是敬畏神的人是有价值的。
Those who fear God, there are men that carry meaning.
我们是有盼望的。
And we are also people that have hope.
我们今天成为神的儿女，事实上是跟不认识人不一样啊。
And today we are God's children. We are different than other people.
身份不同。
We have different status.
但是我们一定要醒悟，应该要明白说，到底。神要我们做什么？
But we need to have this realization and understanding what God wants us to do.
要知道说我们到底从神领受多少用这个物质所得不到的恩典，这太宝贵了。
And we have to know all the great blessing that God had bestowed on us, and all these blessings couldn't be exchanged by materialistic things.
因为我们永生的盼望，这个生命是用世界上所有的财富所换不来的。
Because we have this eternal life, this eternal hope, and it is something that we cannot exchange for anything in the world.
如果我们醒悟了以后，我们明白以后，我们的人生的方向，我们所努力的重点就不同。
So after we come to this realization and understanding, then the direction of life will be different.
49篇第一节到第四节
In chapter 49, verse 1 to 4,
他所讲的这个叫做通达的道理。
And here talk about the way of understanding.
那这些话也是智慧的话。
And this is also the word of wisdom.
那这个通达呢？其实我们中文把它分成通达。你如果看第十二节。
And here Chinese translate this to understanding.
那
Let's go to
意思就是说，你这个。这个道理会让我们这个事情可以看得透，就是说，你可以好像可以看过去，看到事情的真相。哇塞，这个人就有透视力嘛，哈。
So this is talking about that a man is able to see through things and be able to understand, have this great understanding.
也就是说，他眼光很锐利的。
Which is that this person have very sharp eyesight.
有的人眼光模模糊糊，看不清楚，
Because some
没办法分辨呢。
They couldn't really tell the difference, and they don't have a discerning heart.
那跟第二十节啊，是四十九篇的二十节。
In chapter 49, verse 20.
这个二十节说，人在尊贵中而不醒悟，就如死亡的畜类一样。
A man who is in honor yet does not understand is like the beast that perish.
那这个醒悟，其实他这个智 跟第三节的这个通达是同一个字的。
So here, understand, and in verse 3, talk about understanding, the root of the word is the same.
是同一个意思，所以这一篇他其实要叫我们注意听哦，要注意听这些通达的道理。
So here is asking us to be careful and hear this word of understanding.
因为他要指出这一条通往生命的道路了。
Because he is going to point the way to eternal life.
这一条这个生命不是世人所以可以给的。
And this life is not something the world can offer.
不是靠自己可以得到的。
And this is not something you can gain by yourself.
是完全要依靠这位神才有的。
And it is something that you have to rely on God.
所以他第十五节哈。
Here in verse 15.
他就指出这个通达的道路最后的根据就是神的救赎。
And you talk about the end of this path of life is God's salvation.
第十五节说，只是神必救赎我的灵魂脱离阴间的权柄，因他必收纳我。
15, but God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me.
所以这个道路，这个道理就是我们可以得胜死亡的权，阴间的权柄。
So this truth is that we can triumph over the dominion, the power of the grave.
只要完全仰赖神就可以了。
If we fully rely on God, then we'll be able to do that.
所以现在就要引我们进入另外一个重点。
So now,
一个比较。
Here is taking us into another important point.
我们今天
comparison.
不是依靠自己，我们是依赖神救赎我们，才能够有这个生命的路嘛。
And today is not through our own might that we are able to walk on this path to eternity.
但是愚昧人呢，他会依赖什么呢？
But for a foolish man, what will he rely upon?
他们反过来会依赖他们所拥有的财富。
He rely on his own wealth.
他是依赖这个世界上看得见的。
He rely on the things that he can see in this world.
所以从第五节开始啊。
So starting from verse 5,
他就一连串的就在说明那些会倚仗财富而自夸的人是多么的愚蠢。
Verse 6, those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, how foolish they are.
第五节，在患难的日子，奸恶随我脚跟，四面环绕我，我何必惧怕呢？
Verse 5, why should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity at my heel surrounds me?
这就是有盼望的人，他现在面临患难，面临一些邪恶的事情，就算像病痛，像逼迫患难，都一直跟着他的时候，他也不用怕。
So now, this man, when he is facing the fear, in the days of evil, it could be sickness or persecution, but he doesn't have to be afraid.
或者是他的周围有一些人都是自夸的，很富足的。然后很骄傲的，他说他就算在这当中，他也不害怕。
Or even if he's among the multitude, those who are prideful and those who boast, he still doesn't have to be afraid.
他如果跟世人比较，他可能会觉得说，哇，人家他们都很辉煌腾达，生活过得很享受。但是我呢，好像什么都不是。
So when he compared himself to the people of the world, he might see that people are live comfortably and in prosperity, and for him, he is like nothing.
他这里在问第五节，在问说，这样的情形，就算这样子，我何必惧怕呢？
But then in verse 5, he asks himself, even though I'm in this kind of situation, but should I fear?
他用问句的方式，其实就让看的人就可以自己想一想，我会不会害怕？
And here he posed a question, so for the reader to read this and think,If I'm in this situation, why be afraid?
第十六节哈。
Verse 16.
他说：“见人发财、家世增荣的时候，你不要惧怕。”
Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased.
所以他其实他实际的那个用意就是说，根本就不需要害怕。
So he is telling us that we shouldn't be afraid.
不管现在周围的环境是怎么样，人是怎么样。什么样的人在我们周围都没关系。
Doesn't matter what kind of environment you're in or the people around you, what kind of people they are.
那现在他要让我们做个比较，有一些人是倚仗 财货或者是自夸他财钱财很多的。
And now he's making a comparison. Some people they like to boast about the multitude of their riches.
啊，其实我们现在世人哦，你说不信神的人，他们难道不知道钱其实也是跑来跑去，不见得能够永远永远拥有。
So today the people of the world, do you really think that they didn't know that that money comes and goes is something that you cannot that it's not a surety that you can have eternally.
古人说那个钱就像水流来流去，等一下流到这里，这人就富有；等一下流到别的地方，换那边富有。
The ancient people describe money as if it's water. That if the water flows towards you, then you become rich, and then the other day flows to other people, then other become rich.
所以说这个钱有四只脚，人有两只脚，所以永远追不到。因为四只脚跑得比较快。
And there's also a saying that money have four legs, and for a human, we only have two legs. So that's why if we want to chase after money, we can never outrun it.
世人也都知道，这个钱财哦，其实很多时候是很不定的，没有办法一直拥有。
So people in the world they also know that money is uncertain. It's not something that they can have forever.
是箴言二十三篇啊，二十三节三章哈。
In a Proverbs chapter 23,
箴言二十三章的第五节啊
，23 verse 5，
第四节来读第四节。
Verse 4，
不要劳碌求富，修长自己的聪明。
Do not overwork to be rich, because of your own understanding cease.
第五节说，你岂要定睛在虚无的钱财上吗？因为钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
5. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven.
So, 钱会长翅膀，一飞就不见了。
So riches, they can have wings, and then after they, when they fly, then disappear.
其实这个道理一般的世人也明白的。
So this is something that people in the world they also understand.
可是人的矛盾就在这里。啊，人的矛盾啊。
But this is the shortcoming of man.
就是说，明明知道这些钱你在你一直想要去拥有，但是它就会跑掉，但是人还是没有办法，因为钱实在太好用，所以还是拼命的去想要拥有财富啊。
The man is contradict himself. Even though we know that money can fly away, but because it is so convenient to have money, so they still want to pursue after it.
因为我们人往往都是目光短浅的。
Because as men, we are often short-sighted.
因为觉得说我这个时候拥有财富，我就可以做很多事。
Because we think that if right now we can have this wealth, then we can do so many things.
但是等到真的在急难的时候，才发现其实有很多事钱财是做不到的。
But when disaster comes, then we realize there are so many things that money cannot solve.
但是这个时候却已经太迟了。
But at that time, it's too late.
所以人往往还是以眼前的为主，还是拼命是想要拥有财富。
So that's why for men, we still live by what we can see, and we still pursue after wealth.
啊，到时候然后就来感叹，再来后悔，就太慢了嘛。
But then it's often too late. In the end, then we started to regret.
这是为什么？他一开头就说，你不管什么人，你是富有的，是贫穷的，你通通要来听这个道理。
Then that's why in the beginning he said, doesn't matter who you are, rich or poor, you have to come and hear this.
他要把这个整个事实把它说明，让众人可以做个选择。
He want to clarify this. This fact, so that people can make their own decision.
你看，他第七节他提到，你今天不管财富多少，人都没有办法让生命延长一刻。
And verse 7 here mentioned, doesn't matter how wealthy you are, you cannot prolong your life even one moment.
哦，那面对生命的问题，就不是财富所能够左右的了。
So when it comes to life, it is not something that money can change.
穷的人跟富有人都是一样。
Both rich and poor, they are the same.
哦，因为当生命时间到了，再多的钱都没有办法再增加一分钟。
Because when time comes, no matter how much money you have, you cannot prolong even 1 minute.
因为生命是神定在神手上的。
Because life is holds God holds life.
神定那个时间嘛。
And He set the time.
所以贫穷的人时间没有到也不会死。
So even if you are poor, if it's not your time, you're not going to die.
富有人时间到了不走也不行。
And for a wealthy man, if his time is up, then he has to go.
所以生命的问题超越这个财富。
So the issue of life surpass money.
他这里在提到这个赎价的问题。
And here also talk about the problem, the issue of redeeming.
这钱财它不能够赎自己的生命，或者是自己弟兄的生命，别人的生命你用钱财是赎不来的。
Now you cannot use money to redeem your brother.
因为赎生命的代价太贵了。
Because the price of life is too expensive.
是没有人能够付得起的。
No one can to pay this.
哦，这个他说，你如果想要用这个方式来赎生命，早点醒醒吧，要早点罢休，因为它是不可能的事。
So here is mentioned, you have to wake up if you want to, if you try to redeem life with money, because this is impossible.
所以今天你看，其实，在古时候，他们就有所谓奴隶的。当奴隶的人呢、啊、
？And in the ancient time, they already have slaves.
你被卖当奴隶的人，你一定要有人付代价，你才能够得到自由。
If you're sold, then you need someone to redeem you, then you can have freedom.
我们今天在罪里面，没有人能够有办法来赎我们。
Today, when we are living in sin, no one can redeem us.
只有耶稣基督能够赎我们。
Only Lord Jesus Christ can redeem us.
因为只有他才是无罪的。
Because only He is sinless.
哦，所以。主耶稣在马太福音，他这样子说。
So in Book of Matthew, Lord Jesus Christ said.
马太福音，我们看二十章。
Let's turn to the Book of Matthew, chapter 20.
主耶稣他是要来舍命，为多人做赎价的。
Lord Jesus Christ came to sacrifice Himself for many.
马太福音二十章的二十八节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
我们今天就是因为有耶稣基督来救赎我们，我们才有希望。
And today we have hope, and we are not afraid of death because Lord Jesus Christ, He came to redeem us.
所以我们才有一个新的生命，我们才有盼望。
So that we can have this new life and new hope.
哦、所以其实我们今天都是属主的人，因为他是付了代价让我们得到自由。
So today we all belong to Christ because He paid the price for us to be free again.
我们本来都在罪的魔鬼的权势底下。
Originally we are all under the dominion of Satan and sin.
但是现在我们已经得到自由。
But now we receive freedom.
所以主耶稣基督他救赎了。
So Lord Jesus Christ, He paid a ransom for many.
那所以呢，我们其实要很感谢。
So we have to have a heart of thanksgiving.
那从四十九篇的第十节以后啊。
And after chapter 49, verse 10.
他又进一步在讲说，这个倚仗钱财，如果没有神救赎人的生命，是何等可悲啊。
And here he goes further and explains, if you do not have God to save you, and if you only rely on money, then your ending is very pitiful.
你看第十节，他必见智慧人死，又见愚顽人和畜裂一同灭亡，然后将他们的财货留给别人。
10. For he sees wise men die, likewise a fool and a senseless person perish, and leave their wealth to others.
第十一节说，他们心里思想，他们的家宅必永存，住宅必留到万代，他们以自己的名称自己的地。
11. Their inner thought is that their houses will.Last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their land after their own names.
你看，当死亡来到的时候，所有人都你所拥有的都放下来了。
But when death comes, everything that you have to to leave it.
好，那死掉的人把所有东西放下之后，那就是由活的人活着的后代来继承。
After they leave everything behind, the people after them will inherit their wealth.
那这个死掉的人，他最后真的得到什么
？So for this dead man, in the end, what did he gain?
是的，得到一块地。
Yes, perhaps he have a
land. 那块地上面写着他的名字。
And on that land, the land is named after him.
那就是那块墓地哦。
When which is
上面有一个墓碑啊。
On burial ground.
这是某某人的什么墓啊？在这里。
So then here you can see that this is the burial ground of so and so.
最后就是那一块那个长方形的。
四十见方的这个那块地啊。
So in the end, he can have this rectangular lot.
现在人更少更小，就只有一个 box 而已。
And right now, it's even smaller. We can only have a box.
没有地就放在墙壁上的一个洞。
If that you cannot afford a land, then you just have a little box on the wall.
这个就是人生最后的结局。
And this is the ending of life.
如果没有神的人，就是这样死亡。
And if a person did not have God, then that's how he died.
所以第十一节哈，他们心里思想，其实如果在原文里面哈，他还讲就是说，人所拥有的最后就是那一块土地，那一块墓地而已。
And of verse 11, their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, and
就是他的墓地，这是他最后所拥有，就是他所。有的就是那一块坟地。
But in the end, what they can have is that their own burial ground, which is that small lot.
那一个地写了他自己的名字。
And then on that lot, with his name.
那人活着的时候所打拼的这一切，通通放下来，你什么都没有。
So, all the things that you toil in this life, in the end, you have to leave it.
第十二节，人居尊贵中不能长久，如同死亡的畜类一样。
12. Nevertheless, man, though he's in honor, does not remain. He's like the beast that perished.
其实第十二节，它中文的翻译抄本有两个意思。
And in Chinese translation, there are two different translations.
我们在这里其实是原文里面的，不是只有中文的。我们在尊贵当中不能长久，意思是说人不能够在常想这个富贵，总有一天会死亡来的时候什么都没有了。你不可能一直都是很尊贵的。
One translation is that though in honor does not remain, even though you live honorably, but one day all these things will pass away.
灭亡的时候就像牲畜一样了。
That when it comes to perish, you're like a beast.
那另外一个抄本的意思的，其实大部分的抄本其实是第十二节跟第二十节是一样，就是说。人居尊贵却不能醒悟，他说就跟死亡的畜类一样。
And another translation is the same in verse 20. A man who is in honor yet does not understand is like the beast that perish.
所以现在在 LI 强调说，其实人是有尊贵的，跟牲畜是不同的。
And here is emphasizing that man has honor and we are different than animal.
我们今天如果这个人是尊贵，可是却不会敬拜神啊，却也不会去想这个死后的问题，那跟一只狗又有什么差别呢
？So even though men we should be we can be honorable, but if a man does not worship God and also doesn't think about life and death, then how is that man different from the beast?
有时候人做人还比不上一条狗。
So that sometimes a man is even lesser than a dog.
真的，在美国的狗有的真的很幸福。
Because in the United States, some dogs they actually live a very comfortable life.
我们有个弟兄说，干脆当一条狗算了。
We even have a brother said, "Well, why can't I just be a dog?"
因为啊，当狗要吃的时候就，就跟那个主人这样子叫两声，食物就来了，不用自己去找不用去自己去煮啊。
Because if I'm a dog when I'm hungry, I can just
真的。
Bark, and then my master will give me food. I don't even have to prepare food myself.
他住那个很宽的房那个房间呐。
And then also can have a spacious room.
他要洗澡，不要自己洗，他就主人把他送去人家跟他 spa 服务这样子。
And when it comes to taking shower, I don't have to take shower by myself because my master will take me to a spa treatment.
啊，吃饱饭就走来走去，就躺在那边睡觉。
And after I'm full, I can just walk around or I can just sleep.
那醒了说，散步，主人就带他去散步。
And then after I'm wake up, my master will take me to go out and have a walk.
那真的，你看，如果是用生命来比较的话，真的狗还比较幸福。
So if we are just comparing life in this world, then perhaps dog is even live more comfortably than man.
不用去管说哦，现在这个好像天气都不下雨，干旱，人家狗也不用管它有没有干旱还是下雨。
So dog doesn't have to worry about whether we're in a drought, whether there's no rain.
也不用管说出去的时候是不是有恐怖分子拿枪会杀人。
And dog doesn't have to worry when I go out if there's terrorists, if there's someone going, if
真的无忧无虑啊。
So they live carefree.
然后哇，很多人看到他很高兴，很爱他这样子跟他玩，所以这条狗真的是很幸福。
And anyone who sees a dog, they're very welcoming and they're very happy. So a dog is very blessed.
但是人跟狗差哪里
？So what's the difference between a dog and a man?
神没有称狗他的儿子。
God didn't call a dog his child.
但是神称人是他的儿子。
But God called man his child.
而且神要给人他的荣耀。
And also, God will give man his glory.
所以人在尊贵当中要懂得醒悟，了解自己的身份，能够明白神赋给我们的使命。
So a man who is in honor need to come to realization and know his status and know the mission that God gave him.
然后懂得来感谢，懂得来荣耀这位神。
And be able to give thanks and also give glory to God.
所以我们不会夸耀自己，也不会以自己所拥有的来满足，来自夸。
So we will not boast, and we will not feel content of the things that we possess.
那这样子，这个人醒悟的时候，他就真的是智慧人，真的就是神看中的人。
So when man come to this realization, then he is really a man of understanding and someone that God valued.
那最后，神就收纳我们，当我们要离开这个世界的时候。他把我们迎接进入他的荣耀。
When it comes to time when we have to leave the world, then God can accept us and take us, receive us into His glory.
所以我们的目标就不是说，我现在要建立这个家，是让我的这个家哦，非常的有荣耀。众人想到说，哦，这是某某人的家，哇，就觉得说，哦，好羡慕哦。
So now when we establish a house, we are not pursuing after a big and glorious house where people when like people will envy us.
我们不会这样子的。
We wouldn't want to do that.
第十七节说明一个事实。
Verse 17 here tells us a fact.
他死的时候什么也不能带去，他的荣耀不能随他下去。
For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him.
所以其实你看，人死掉的时候，什么荣耀久了都消失了。
So when men pass away, all his glory will cease.
可是我们今天有神的人，我们可以被神迎接进入他的国度的就不同。
But today, for those of us who have God, then God will receive us into His glory, and we are different than other people.
神收纳我们，是真的是用欢喜，用那种很尊贵的方式来迎接我们，来迎娶我们的。
And God, when God receives us, He receives us with with glory and honor.
就像这个新郎要来娶新妇这样子。
It's just like when a groom is taking a bride.
哦，所以这个时候，这个新娘被迎娶人就很喜乐。
And when it's time for the bride to be accepted by the groom, it's a very joyful time.
那这个时候她很满足。
And it's also the bride is also filled with contentment.
好，那这个就是神要迎接我们进入他的国度的。
And in the same way, this is how God wants to receive us into His kingdom.
好，所以我们人生的目标哈，其实不是在这个今生的追求上面。
So the goal of our life is not doesn't
因为我们知道。
Doesn't based on the thing in the world.
世界上这一切有一天都会结束。
Because we know that everything in the world one day will pass away.
不管智慧、愚昧、贫穷或者是富足。
Whether is wisdom, foolishness, or wealth.
重要的是有神。
The most important thing is if we have God.
神他要引导我们进入他的荣耀里。
And God, He will direct us into His glory.
称我们做他的儿子。
And call us His sons.
让我们可以在他的天国里面有产业
，so that we can have inheritance in his heavenly kingdom.
这就是人尊贵的地方。
And this is how men have honor.
罗马书第八章啊。
In the book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第二十九节。
Chapter 8, verse 29.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
三十节，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
30. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified, and who he justified, these he also glorified.
哦，所以这里看到说，其实最后神要赐给我们的是永远的荣耀。
And here mentioned the end, God want to give us this eternal glory.
我们称作他的儿子是被称义的。
And we are called his sons, and we are justified.
我们可以啊。有他的产业的
and we can have part in his inheritance.
所以神的这个爱，我们要懂得感谢。
So we have to give thanks to God's love.
那我们要懂得来回报神这个爱。
And we need to understand and to repay his love.
这个爱是没有任何的其他的世界上的事物可以把它隔开的。
And nothing in this world can separate us from this love.
哦，所以今天我们。要把这样对神的感谢化作我们在生活当中服侍神的动力。
So today this love can become the motivation for us to work to for us work for him.
让我们在真的在这个尊贵里面能够明白我们生命的重点。
So that in this honorable life we can understand the important thing in our life.
让我们在生命结束的时候，我们跟畜类这个动物是有分别的。
So when it comes to the ending of our life, we can be different than beast.
哦，因为如果人没有神，最后不能得救，死的时候比一条狗还不如了。
Because if man cannot receive salvation, then when he dies, he is even lesser than a dog.
因为狗死亡的时候，人家还不会怕。
Because when a dog is dying, he is not afraid.
很多人也会哭。
Some people cry.
很多人死的时候，人怕得要命，不敢接近。
But some people when he died, he is very afraid, and people doesn't want to approach him.
那所以你看，有时候我们就会发现，有一天我们都要面临这一天来到的。
So sooner or later, we have to face this day.
让我们都能够在神现在所给我们的恩典当中。很明白。
So let's come to have this understanding when we are still in the grace of God.
调整我们的脚步。
And to and adjust our path.
来追求做一个智慧人。
And pursue after to be a man of wisdom.
抓住神所给我们的这个救恩盼望。
And hold on to the salvation and hope granted by God.
让我们胜过死亡，没有恐惧。
So that we can triumph over death without fear.
而且还能够把我们从神所领受的。都来用在神的身上。
And thus utilize all the things we receive from God, and use these things.
那这样子，我们的人生就非常有价值，非常充实。
So then we can have a meaningful and valuable life.
愿主耶稣来帮助我们。
And may Lord Jesus Christ help us.
那我们都能够这样子醒悟，这样子来努力。
So that we can all come to this realization and work hard.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
430首。
430.